The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. It's been a while, but we are back with Sir Croakington. Let me just check. Okay, we're going to be doing the Wounds of Yharnam replayable first. But you get a lot of loot during that adventure. In fact, it's probably the most reliable and quick loot source you have in the game. So, firstly, I'm going to be plopping down to Moogsboro and selling various things at the Withergild Emporium. Selling the weapons. 180 gold for that stuff. And then, the armor. Selling some stuff, just the generic loot. And always, I would pretty much store anything you can't just get in unlimited quantities, just because. Didn't actually do anything. I just do. Yeah, nearly 5,000 gold from selling that. Now I'm down to 28% encumbrance, and that'll be enough space to actually have the adventure now. Alright. To Tannenwood, Ruins of Yharnam. Your Brandwing, bestride your charger Baroness, has taken you from Migsbro through Central Tarsa, Tannenwood, and at last to the Ruins of Yharnam. My charger's fatigued, so my MR, SP, and NV are reduced by 1. Might as well fix that. Tend to the horse. Alright. Okay, leaving. Don't think I've reset the timer, but I might have. Okay, that's my stats rose again. Sorry, it's taking me so long to actually get there. Ruins of Yharnam. In the thick of Tannenwood, south and east of the city of Tarnus, lies the ruins of the ancient temple of Yharnam. And there's some lore book entries here. Tannenwood. The thick, ancient forest of Tannenwood lies south and east of the city of Tarnus and Yharnam. The ruins of the ancient temple of Yertawan lie in the midst of the forest of Talonwood, south and east of the city of Tarnus, built over 1,000 years ago in honour of Swithak, the Allfather. The temple was long ago abandoned by his followers and has fallen into decay and ruin. From time to time, various groups of undesirable creatures, most notably goblins, ogres, and even Tarsus, have inhabited the temple ruins. Built over 1,000 years ago in honor of Swithak, the Allfather, the temple has long since been abandoned by his followers, as it has fallen into ruin and decay. Much of the grand outer wall of stone that surrounded what were once lush gardens has collapsed into piles of moss-covered rubble. For many years, it's been known that Tazar and other wicked creatures are often used the ruined temple for their own wicked purposes. And indeed, there is much sign of the vicious Wittilians in and around the area. Well, I'll have to deal with that. GM's note. The ruins of Yertawan is a special, combat-intensive scale scenario can be played more than once. The object is to investigate the temple and clear it of the wicked creatures that have seen fit to inhabit it. All the enemies you will face in this night have been scaled to provide difficulty and maximum rewards to adventurers of all skill levels. Please be careful in there. Well, the MR rating is scaled, but the amount of health your foes have isn't, which is probably for the best, because otherwise you could easily end up fighting things with thousands of health, and that would drain almost anyone. So anyway, adventures recently here, just Sir Crokington. It's a pity. Mother more people should visit there. Get some gold. Enter the ruined temple of Yertawan. You're at the edge of the wide and tangled forest clearing, clearing out of which rises the ghostly form of the ruined temple of Yertawan. Two tall columns of stone that once housed the heavy iron gates of the temple have been toppled and smashed. Vines and moss climb over the fallen pillars and the remains of the outer wall. And everywhere you look, you discover what appears to be evidence of recent habitation of the temple by Tarsil. The half-finished statue of a hideous snake head stands amidst a group of cracked and crumbling monuments. Through the wide opening where the iron gates once stood lies the main court. Hey, Tarsil! Build your own temple, okay? Yeah. Build your own temple. Don't go steal someone else's temple. That's rude. Okay. Enter the courtyard. In its glory days, the courtyard of Yertawan must have been deep in something to behold. A row of fountains surrounded by the cracked, toppled statues of a forgotten age dominate the centre of what was once a lush garden. A line of 6 crudely crafted, partially completed statues of Tarsil stand against what remains of the north wall of the courtyard. To the east, the main doors that lead into the temple, fashioned out of heavy iron slabs, resemble the jaws of a giant snake. The doors are open. You're suddenly startled by an angry hiss as 2 sword-wielding Tazar sliver out of the open doors and boldly confront you. You dare to set foot in our sacred temple, human? Hey, it was our sacred temple first. Build your own sacred temple. Okay? Yeah, it just confuses all the gods if we use temples. You end up with prayers getting sent multiple places. It's all very confusing. Hisses the first of the vile creatures as the pair slithers forward and attacks. Two Tuzzle. This is scaled to a blue. Begin combat. I'll just fight it normal. Tazar attack you viciously. I swing my club. This being the super powerful Christmas club. Your enemy deals you a brutal blow for 4 damage, but not brutal enough for it. Plenty brutal enough for me. Because, mate, I don't like getting attacked. It hurts. And slain. Alright. Go to Snake Dude Heaven now. I mean, if you even have a heaven. 14 XP. And terrible loot. The two Tazar lie dead at your feet. You step back from their bloody corpses and check over your equipment before preparing to continue your exploration of the Ruined Temple. Alright, step east through the main doorway and enter. The main hall of Yharnam still retains traces of its former splendour. The ornate stonework that frames the high ceiling and the 6 arches that exit this large chamber serve as a lasting legacy of the master craftsman whose skilled hands plied the very rock that's kept the temple standing for all these centuries. Despite the small bits surviving grandeur, the hall also bears the marks of destructive and cruel Shazal who had taken up residence here. 6 arches lead out the main hall. 2 tall arches, one on the north side, the hall, and one on the south, seem to lead to large extensions of the hall. To the east, 3 arches open to what appears to be small chambers. A different symbol has been engraved over each of the 3 eastern arches. A moon, a sun, and a star. To the west, a low arch leads out of the temple courtyard. A chorus of hisses reaches your ears, and you turn to find yourself confronted by 3 sword-wielding Tazar, slithering into the hall via the northern arch. Kill it! This is the foremost of the cruel reptilians as the sinister trio surges forward and attacks. It's 3 Tazar. Let us begin combat. They attack you viciously, and I attack them far more viciously, because I am very angry. The enemy deals you a brutal blow for 8 damage, and then again for 8 damage, and then for 7 damage. Quite a few brutal blows, but they are slain now. And the smasher wallops them a few times. And 20 XP. Oof, that's quite a lot of experience. Because since it's a scaled combat, the amount of experience you get increases the stronger you get. Only a little bit, but still, it's something. The 3 slaughtered Tazar lie strewn about the hall floor at your feet. You step over their remains and prepare to once again continue your exploration of the Ruined Temple. You spot a scrap of spark parchment on the ground nearby. A closer examination reveals the parchment bears only the letter C. This is the first part of a 3-part code you need to obtain the final experience bonus for this scenario. Be sure to make note of it.
Okay, I'll just write that on my hand.
Yes, I think this is one of the easiest replayables to make a bot to grind for you. So they put in this bit, so you can't just leave your guy for a few days and come back and find out you've got lots of experience. It's not really that big a concern, but I guess it was needed. Alright, well, I'll just go through them, everything in order. The order they are in the game. Start going through the North Arch. The northern of extension of the temple bears three rows of statues that remarkably appear to have been spared both the ravages of time and destruction and defacement at the hands of the vicious Tsar. I guess they'll get round to them later, you know. If they didn't come down with the serious case of the dead, which they're going to. At the end of the last row are two large statues of Tsar, each in a half-finished state. The sound of something moving across the stone floor causes you to look to your east, where your eyes fall upon an unwelcome sight. Slithering out of the dark recesses of the level of this lengthy chamber, hissing menacingly, is a sword-wielding Tsar. The cruel reptilian closes in rapidly, preparing to cut you down. You bravely hold your ground and engage the vicious Tsar warrior. Begin combat. Attacks you viciously. Ooh, I go into a battle wage. Stop defacing this temple. People worked very, very hard to make this temple, and you're ruining it. And also, you know, blasphemy and stuff, but mainly people worked very hard on this. And it's of historical interest. And all that. Anyway, I'm very angry, which is why I went into a battle rage. And that finishes you off. 10 XP. Oh, and the Enchantment of Devastation helps you score one roll of 20. You step back from the bloodied corpse of the slain Tsar and swipe the sweat from your brow. A loud hiss echoes off the walls of the chamber as another of the slithering snake men emerges from the shadows. You bravely hold your ground and engage the vicious Tsar warrior. It's another one of them. Attacks you viciously. I attack more viciously. Brutal blow for 7 damage. And slain. 10 XP. You step back from the bloody corpse of the slain Tsar and wipe the sweat from your brow. A loud hiss echoes off the walls of the chamber as another of the slithering snake men emerges from the shadows. You think they'll just run by now, but I guess they're just too angry. You bravely hold your ground and engage the vicious Tsar warrior. It's another one. The enemy deals you a brutal blow for 8 damage. And I deal more brutal blows. Another brutal blow, 6-7 damage. And slain. Alright, 10 XP. You step back from the bloody corpse of the slain Tsar and wipe the sweat from your brow. A loud hiss echoes off the wall of the chamber as another of the slithering snake men emerges from the shadows. You bravely hold your ground and just jump onto the snake men's snoot so I could just stab it right in the eyes. Because remember, Sir Croakington is small, except when I decide that she isn't. Begin combat. Attacks you viciously. I attack more viciously. Ooh, the smasher warms your throw right now, but now slain. 10 XP and 4 gold. You step back from the bloody corpse of the slain Tsar and wipe the sweat from your brow. For several tense moments, you maintain a defensive stance, half expecting to face more of the vicious reptilians. When at last, you determine there are no more of them, at least for now. You assume your normal posture and allow yourself to catch your breath. Okay. While searching the chamber, you discover an ornate stone lever protruding from the east wall. Well, if you see a lever, pull it. It usually turns out okay. Usually. Pull the lever. You pull the stone lever. Curiously, after having been pulled into the down position, the lever refuses to budge again, which probably means I'm supposed to pull it. Oh, wait, law book entry, snake tongue? sometimes referred to as goblin breath or goblin green. The liquid mixture, more commonly known as snake's dung, contains powerful sleep-inducing agents that are often served to incapacitate creatures as large as ogres. Certain mixtures of snake's dung, when exposed to air for several seconds, will rapidly convert into a thick cloud of greenish gas. Anyone or anything that happens to inhale a sufficient quantity of the potent vapour is likely to lapse into a deep sleep. The sleep induced by consumption or exposure to snake tongue is deep and can last up to an hour. Large creatures such as ogres or trolls will normally wake from a snake tongue induced slumber within just a few minutes, but that might be all you need for various reasons. Alright, back to the main hall. Go through this. I'm going to heal myself a bit now. Heal, heal, heal. Alright, head through the south arch. The southern extension of the temple's main hall appears to at one time be dominated by a star-shaped pool of water in its centre. Green and grey moss now cover the interior of the shallow water basin. The remains of a smashed monument, which formerly resembled a large open hand, lie in the middle of the empty pool. A shrill hiss from behind startles you, and you turn to find a large axe-wielding Tazarl slithering towards you, his cruel weapon poised to strike. A thick black patch covers the reptilian's left eye. "You dare to defile this temple?" hisses the wicked creature as it prepares to attack. It's a one-eyed Tazarl. Let's begin. Attacks you viciously. Brutal blow for 6 damage. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And slain. Alright, 17 XP and some loot and some gold. A series of violent shudders runs through the body of the large Tazarl as the vicious creature slumps to the ground at your feet. The reptilian continues to hiss for several seconds before finally expiring. Alright. The remains of a smashed monument, which formerly resembled a large open hand, lie in the middle of the empty pool. While searching the chamber, you discover an ornate stone lever protruding from the east wall. Pull the lever. You pull the stone lever. Curiously, after being pulled to the down position, the lever refuses to budge again. Alright, back to the main hall. Let's check out the moon arch to the east. The small chamber beyond the moon arch is littered with bones. Much to your horror, you note that most of the bones are human. I'm guessing this means the Tazarl have been taking people and presumably eating them. I mean, if you're already doing a murder, you might as well eat them too. I mean, you're going to get killed for it anyway, so. You're in the process of searching the chamber when suddenly 3 Tazarl slither in through the arch by which you entered. The cruel snake men hiss wildly as they surge across the room, preparing to strike you down. Begin combat. I go into battle rage. Stop eating people! It's rude! People don't like being eaten, because, you know, then they stop being alive and be able to play Swift and other things. Alright, and slain. 20 XP. Leather greaves, sturdy. I'll just take those. 3 gold. The instant the third and last of Tazarl slumps to the floor before you at your feet, Two more of the vicious reptilians appear beneath the arch leading into the womb. The pale Jazar sliver forward, brandishing their long blades with an alarming degree of skill. Two Jazar begin combat. I go into battle rage again. Stop doing various bad things. Slay. 14 XP. Bit more loot. You step over the bodies of the slain Tazal and find yourself face to face with yet another of the wicked creatures that is just weaving its way into the chamber. Wretched human, hisses the snake man as he wipes out at you with his short blade. Don't see many snake women, though. I mean, presumably they exist. I mean, they might be one of those one-gender races that just turns up sometimes. But I guess it's just people for you. Yeah, well, maybe. Or maybe you just can't tell the difference. That's probably it. You can't really tell the difference between the snake men and the snake women, because, you know, not mammals. We're pretty obvious with mammals, which one's a male, which one's a female, with reptilians. I imagine there's comparatively mild sexual dimorphism, so you just assume they're men, because honestly, it just feels a lot easier if you don't have to think about that you might possibly be killing a mother.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Begin combat. The Shazal attacks you viciously. Brutal blow. And keep going, and slaying. 10 XP, 9 gold. With the corpses of the six stained Shazal littering the floor of the small chamber, You lean back against the wall and take a few moments to catch your breath. While searching the small room, you discover an engraved stone dial protruding from the wall. Turn the dial. You grip the stone dial and give it a turn. After nearly half a rotation, the dial stops and refuses to budge in either direction, which means you've put it in the right place. Because fortunately, Sir Crokington and your heroes just have this innate sense for what will completely mess something up and just don't do it. Which is handy, really. Alright, head back to the main hall. Okay, next up is the Sun Arch. The walls, floor and ceilings of the broad and tall stone chamber are adorned with various engravings to depict the sun. The largest of engravings, located just above a set of heavy iron doors, leading to the east wall, bear the mark of a master craftsman. To the west, a tall arch leads into the temple's main hall. The silence that hangs heavily in the chamber is shattered by the chorus of loud hisses that erupt from all sides. You turn to the left and to the right, and much to your dismay, discover that you are surrounded by four sword-wielding Tzaal emerging from the shadows at the edge of the room. You assume a defensive stance and steel yourself to meet their impending attack. Four Tzaal, let us begin combat. They attack you viciously. Smasher bashes them, and they are slain. 24 XP, terrible loot, 5 gold. You step back from the remains of the four slain Tzaal, half expecting to face another onslaught of snake men. But as soon as it comes apparent you allow alone in your chamber, we've got another letter. This one is N. Just written that down. Because if you keep getting the code wrong, you will lose your XP. It's not that big a deal for me, but it'd be rather annoying if you didn't get it. You examine the heavy iron doors, but see no way of opening them. Alright, can't go through yet. Head back west to the main hall. Right, through the star arch to the east. The floor of the now chamber just beyond the star arch is strewn with the jagged shards of smashed statues and human bones. Engravings of stars cover the walls and ceiling of the long room. An unmistakable sound of scales sliding over stone causes your heart to skip a beat. And you turn to your left. Behold a most unwelcome sight. Slithering towards you out of a gloomy recess is a massive, axe-wielding Tzaal. The red-scaled reptilian hisses loudly as its bright yellow eyes narrow into the only thin slits. "What's this?" hisses the figurehead creature. "A human in the heart of the temple. This cannot stand." The Tzaal raises its heavy axe and surges forward with surprising speed, engaging you in what pretends to be a brutal melee. It's another Tzaal. Let us begin combat. It attacks you viciously. I attack more viciously. Some brutal blows. It is slain. 12 XP and some loot. The bulky Tzaal warrior emits a ragged hiss and expires on the floor at your feet. You step back from his bloodied corpse and spend the next few moments catching your breath. The floor of the now chamber just beyond the now archist. While searching this small room, you discover a gravestone dial protruding from the wall. Turn the stone dial. You grip the stone dial and give it a turn. After nearly half a rotation, the dial starts to refuse to budge in either direction. Head back west. Okay, now I can go through the Sun Arch. A loud, metallic groan fills the air as the heavy iron doors swing open, revealing a dark passage beyond. Right, now into the core of the temple. Head east through the open iron doors. You're standing at the western end of a broad stone corridor that stretches into darkness and out of sight to the east. Human bones litter the floor of the passage, and in the overpowering stench of decay makes your eyes water. The unmistakable clank of metal armor causes you to instinctively assume a defensive stance, and only a moment later the source of the sound looms into view out of the shadows ahead. A large Shazal, the upper portion of his body clad in plate, slivers out of the gloom, hissing ferociously. The reptilian warrior draws a broad-bladed sword and surges forward to attack. It's armored Tazal Guardian. All right, these are the elite, I guess. Attacks you viciously. Brutal blow for 7 damage. I also do brutal blows. And slain. 12 XP. The Shazal warrior collapses your feet and expires. Its body shudders silently for several seconds before at last assuming the stillness of death. You're standing at the western end of a broad stone corridor that stretches into darkness and out of sight to the east. Human bones litter the floor of the passage, and the overpowering stench of decay makes your eyes water. Head east, further into the temple. You're standing in the middle portion of a broad stone corridor that stretches into darkness out of sight to the east and west. Human bones litter the floor of the passage, and the overpowering stench of decay makes your eyes water. To the west, an open set of heavy iron doors lean back towards the temple's main hall. A loud hiss shatters the silence as an armored Tazal warrior slivers out of the glooms of the east. The vicious snake man surges along the passage towards you, his fixed, hafted spear poised to strike. It's another armored Tazal Guardian. Just going to fight that quickly. Keep going. And slain. 12 XP and some loot. The spear-wielding Tazal collapses at your feet and expires. Its body shudders violently for several seconds before becoming still. You're standing in the middle portion of a broad stone corridor that stretches into darkness and out of sight to the east and west. Human bones litter the floor of the passage, and the overpowering stench of decay makes your eyes water. To the west, a heavy set of heavy iron doors lead back toward the temple main hall. Keep going east. You're standing in the eastern end of a broad corridor that stretches into darkness and out of sight to the west. Human bones litter the floor of the passage, and the overpowering stench of decay makes your eyes water. To the east, a low arch leads into what appears to be a large, tall-lit chamber. A shrill hiss signals approaching danger, and you quickly assume a defensive stance as an armored Tazal warrior slivers into view out of the arch to the east. The vicious reptilian surges along the passage towards you, hissing wildly. Its glistening armor cutting a deadly arc across the breadth of the hall as an armored Tazal Guardian. Begin combat. Attacks you viciously. I also attack viciously. And slain. 12 XP. Got one wall of 20. And 18 gold. You step over the remains of the slain Tazal warrior and prepare to continue on your way. To the east, a low arch leads to what appears to a large toilet chamber. Head east into a large toilet chamber. You stand at the threshold of a wide toilet chamber. The arch ceiling of the massive womb is supported by thick columns of stone that are engraved with various symbols relating to Squithak. Many of the engravings have been defaced and replaced with crude carvings made by Tazal. Now infest the ruined temple. Countless bones lie shattered across the floor of the broad womb. Your eyes are immediately drawn to the far side of the cavernous chamber, whirled on 8 high-backed chairs, sits upon a crumbling dais. Seated in the chair, the tip of its tail curling around the stout wooden legs, is a large web-robed Tazzle. Would a Tazzle even use a chair? Because, I mean, they've got a completely different shape, so, I mean, chairs are designed for, you know, having bums on. Snakes don't really have a bum, so it's a different shape, so you'll need an entirely different sort of shape of thing to rest on. You know, like, dogs don't really sit on chairs. No, not that. I mean, they can, but they're not ideal for them. 7 other of the vicious reptilian beings, presumably his direct underlings, surround the dais, their burning yellow eyes fixed solely upon you. "Kill that vermin," hisses the Tazzar leader, "but spare me its head." Immediately, 2 armored Tazzar standing before the dais sliver across the chamber toward you, brandishing their cruel blades as they close in to do their master's bidding. 2 armored Tazzar guardians begin combat. They attack you viciously. Keep going. Brutal blow for 6 damage, nearly done, and they are slain. 16 XP. And a pretty decent loot drop, and 16 gold. The 2 Tazzar warriors lie dead at your feet. The leader of the vicious reptilians hisses angrily and raises both of its hands high into the air as if summoning some sort of magic. Suddenly, several of the piles of bone that litter the floor begin to tremble, and to your horror, 4 human skeletons rise out of the scattered debris. So all these human bones around, they're not just murdering them for the lols. They're also getting stock for necromancy. Well, I mean, if you're gonna murder anyway. The skeletons hiss wildly as they pick up large bones and stall towards you, clattering with every unsteady step they take. Please continue. The 4 skeletons turn to face you and move swiftly in your direction as the clatter of their bones echoes off the walls and ceiling of the cavernous chamber. You bravely hold your ground and prepare to engage the band of fleshless undead. 4 skeleton warriors begin combat. The skeletons hiss as they attack. Skeleton warriors. Do 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 do. Skeleton warriors. Do 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 do. And they are slain. More loot. The 4 skeletons collapse into piles of bones at your feet. 4 of the 5 remaining Tazzle, not including the webbed rogue lever, sliver forward, hissing viciously as they rapidly close in for the kill. You rush forward to meet the charge of the 4 armored Tazzar warriors. Its 4 armored Tazzar guardians begin combat. Attack you viciously. Your enemy deals you a brutal blow for 9 damage. Ideally, more brutal blows. And slain. And 24 XP. You've done some. There's some loot. Oh, and an entire 1 gold token! The last of the armored Tazzar greets you with a vicious hiss. You firmly plant your feet and defiantly hold your ground as the vicious Tazzar warrior slithers forward and attacks. I'm going to jump on its snoot and stab it in the eyes. Well, okay, not stab. Smash it in the eyes, because I'm currently wielding the proof smasher, which I probably had shrunk a little bit. Begin combat. Yeah, the Tazzar attacks you viciously. Oh, it seems the internet's taking a bit of time to... Okay, oh, we're back to normal. Keep going. Oh, going to battle wage. Look, your boss is a bit of a dick. You should probably not work for him or her or it. Look, I'm not going to assume your genders. All right, going to battle wage. Anyway, you're dead now. Slain. 14 XP. Discover the following. Yep, and some loot. Sell later. Off mic. The red-robed Tazal leader hisses softly and slithers down off the large wooden chair and steps down the three steps of the dais and onto the floor of this chamber. You shall not leave this chamber alive, human, he hisses. The vicious reptilian draws a long sword and surges forward, brandishing the weapon with an alarming degree of skill. But I'll brandish mine with even more alarming degree of skill. I shall savour every drop of your fetid blood, hisses the webbed rogue leader of Tazal as he streaks forward, swinging wildly with his long sword. You bravely engage the vicious reptilian, his Tazal leader. And presumably, once this one's down, the temple will be free for at least a while. Just a while. Because, I mean, it's a replayable, so someone else will come up. I mean, presume, perhaps, these Tazal have performed some sort of crazy dark ritual, which means they just keep coming back. I mean... I mean, they are causing problems, but they get killed a lot, so I guess it balances out. Begin combat anyway. The Tazal leader hisses viciously as he attacks. Keeps going. Devastating blow for some damage. Keep going. A lot of health, this one. Alright, 18, 19 rounds. Your enemy deals you a devastating blow for 30 damage. And slain. 25 XP. With barely a hiss, the leader of the Tazal slumps to the ground at your feet and expires. You step back from his bloody carcass, wipe your brow, and attempt to catch your breath. The fight was a brutal one, and you are certainly thankful to have survived it. When you've sufficiently recovered, you begin a thorough search of the chamber. It's a loot o'clock. Your search proves to be a rewarding one, as you discover several items among those that litter the floor of the chamber that might be of some value. Yep, stuff to sell later. And 27 gold. And the third letter... is G. Alright, that's CNG. This is the final part of the three-part code that you need to obtain the final experience bonus for this scenario. Please be sure to make a note of it. Finally, satisfied you haven't overlooked anything and eager to exit the ruined temple, you turn and cautiously make your way out of the chamber and out of your talon. For your valiant victory, oh, the wicked Tazal that infested the ruined temple of Yartoan, you will now receive a much-deserved experience award. Please select the code you discovered during your exploration from the list below to receive the final experience bonus for this scenario. It's CNG. Ooh, 192 experience to general and 48 experience to all skills and powers, which puts this at the upper end of the reward that you can get for this, which is pretty impressive, because if you don't read everything, you can get through this scenario in a couple of minutes, easy peasy, which is definitely something. You still have to do hundreds of scenarios like this to get to add up to leveling something up, but you probably will eventually. So, something to consider anyway. Alright. From the wooded slope not far from the ruin of Yartan, you turn and take one final look at the ruins of the once grand temple. You wonder if someday the impressive structure will be restored to its former glory. Well, I think... I think the Kingan's probably got more pressing things to deal with right now, what with the age coming, but once we've dealt with that, maybe we'll restore this temple. Of course, we'll have to probably deal with whatever crazy rituals those Tazal have done, so they make them keep coming back, but I'm sure that's what we have mages for, to deal with that sort of stuff. And maybe priests too. Probably gonna have to reconsecrate the ground like three times over. Then, without looking back, you turn and promptly set off on your way. It will reset. Please, GM's note, this scenario is replayable. It will reset itself and become replayable by Sir Brogington in approximately 60 minutes. Alright, back to Talonus and save. Which leads us to answer, what will we do? What shall we do in the next episode? Maybe, let's see, we could fight at Tar Lake. Have we done that already? No, I'm going to leave Tar Lake to be for a while, because it's really, there's not that much to it. It's pretty similar to the other multiplayers. Players, and yeah, there is the whole Black Hawk general gens, but that requires a lot of grinding, and if I get it, I'll get it, but yeah. Alright, let's see. What to do next? No particular scenarios. I think over the next small while, I will probably be going to Shadow Glen again to keep going through the Hall of Ruin, but that will be happening off mic except when we make new progress, and then eventually be quite a while before we just finish it off in whatever. Just put everything we haven't done yet at the end. So what scenario then? No, I think we've already done. We've done the Wither Box docks and Truth It, haven't we? Or did we? Anyways, what to do next? Maybe the Prisoner of Thalberic. Let's do a lurking danger. That's Garmsor the Horse Trader, and that will also unlock one of the clearable dungeons. But anyway, it might turn out to be something different, but until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.